On today's Tuesday edition of Farm Time, a summary of information gathered from our 12 Harvest Patrol interviews, which started Friday, October 4th, ended Wednesday, October 30th. This year, due to weather conditions and my schedule and the farmers, I only rode in the combine with six. We recorded two interviews over the phone and four in farm shops. Most all of the farmers started combining soybeans first. A few opened up some cornfields, but then switched to beans after corn moisture was high. All reported being surprised with good yields since rains were spotty and it was very dry late in the growing season. I want to thank the farmers that participated in this year's Harvest Patrol on River Country: Marty Marr, Larry Luco, David Erickson, Mark Marcotte, Jason Webster, Jim Robbins, Mark Stauffenberg, Lynn Brown, J.R. Fickey, Lynn Wilkin, Clay Abbott, and Brett Perot. Most Harvest Patrol participants were on with me last year, one, though, that hadn't been on for several years, one on each year since I started the Harvest Patrol several years ago, and two that have been on most of the years that I've done the HP series. Each farmer commented that yields were much better than expected due to limited rain during the growing season, with corn yields from a low 175 plus to well over 200 bushels per acre, and some yields much, much higher than 200, in fact, a couple in excess of 250. A couple told me both corn and bean yields were the highest they'd ever had. Tar spot wasn't a problem this year. Some farmers said they hadn't seen any, and others said if they had any, it came in too late in the season to affect yields. This year, nine farmers reported spraying fungicide on all their corn and bean acres, two on selected fields and numbers, one didn't this year at all, and one did some check strips for comparison. Soybean yields were better than last year, the lowest mid-50s per acre, on up to highs in the mid-70s, and two farmers said they had the best beans they've ever raised, with the yields over 80 bushels per acre. Water hemp is still the biggest weed problem, and no serious insect or disease problems were reported. As I mentioned earlier, most farmers also sprayed fungicide on their bean acres, one on a few acres, and one none at all. Enlist was a soybean of choice. One farmer planted all Xtend, and one planted Enlist on most of his acres, and Xtend on a few. Two planted some non-GMO beans, but fewer than last year due to weed control. On the subject of weed control, due to dry weather, chemicals didn't work nearly as well as farmers had hoped for, even with repeated spraying applications. Six of the 12 farmers planted cover crops on at least a few acres. The others no, but thinking about it. On the subject of buying an electric car or truck in the near future, one said he has a hybrid that he and his wife like very much. Two or three others said if they ever bought one, it would be a hybrid, not all electric. And the rest said, very emphatically, not interested at all. I'll appreciate your comments on our Harvest Patrol reports and other farm programs at any time. My email address is mperine41@gmail.com. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perine.